You are listening to John Gerica on SAFM.
20 past four, you're with SAFM, John in for Ashraf this afternoon. It's the National Pulse. As you heard, affected humans, this Cape storm, but what about the animals as well? Clinics and shelters pleading for funds so they can save these stranded animals. One of those in particular, Mzananda Animal Clinic and Shelter, hit hard by those winds and torrential rains. Marcel Duplessis, Fundraising and Communications Executive there. Marcel, thank you very much. How were you affected by the big storm?
Thank you so much for having me. Yes, you know, our infrastructure was quite affected. Our outside fencing was blown to bits, and we also have quite a lot of roof damage, so we've got quite a lot of meat in our clinic and theater facility right now. And then we also had two really big heaters that were external heaters to heat up the animals that are in the cages while they are coming
Marcel, I'm really struggling to hear you. Are you on a speakerphone maybe, or can you get closer to your phone?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
All right, there. That's much better. You were saying at the end you had what?
Are you there?
Yeah, go ahead. You were saying right at the...
Sorry about that.
Right at the end, you were saying something about two somethings?
Yes, so we have two large external heaters that heat up the animals that are on cage rest after they've had, treatments and things. And these heaters also blew over and they're quite expensive, so those also got broken.
I know we're focusing on one in particular, Marcel, and this is your animal clinic and shelter, but why should we care about the animals and the shelters when they're just animals? What about the humans first?
Of course, you know, and I think everyone is affected, and we should look at animals and humans as sentient beings and just, you know, care for both of them. And I think quite a lot of the shelters were affected. Mm. It's not as publicly mentioned, but we've heard of quite a few shelters who are also struggling, especially with ones who have outdoor kennel facilities.
Obviously, it takes a while. You guys rely on the public and sponsorship to be able to do your job.
Yes, we completely rely on public donations and donations from grants and corporates. So we are always looking for assistance if there's ever a hand able to help.
What do you do? How do you help the animals?
So we have pretty much anything that an animal needs in the Khayelitsha and surrounding community areas. We have a hospital, an operating theater, a mobile clinic, an ambulance, and then the shelter. And we also focus a lot on education to help people really become the best pet guardians they can be.
All right, I didn't ask where you were. Khayelitsha is where you're based.
That's correct.
All right. And obviously, are you still able to do some work, or has it been so bad that you've had to shut things down?
No, we are plowing through it. We have a little maintenance team that's been working really hard on doing all the fixing. But you know, with an animal clinic, you can never stop. You just continue as much as you can.
Is it just dogs? What animals do you work with?
We 90% dogs and then about 10% cats. But every now and then we get a little tortoise or a little bird or something like that as well.
With a storm like this, do you see an influx of stranded animals?
We usually do, because you know what happens is that these animals are quite scared. So when there's thunder or lightning, many of them try and escape from the yard and then they get lost. So we do get quite a few people calling us saying there's an animal walking, it's got no home, no one knows where it belongs. And then we have to admit it to the shelter and try to find its home.
Well, I guess is what we were talking about earlier. If you're trying to build your house together, then the dog might suffer a little bit and become a stray.
Absolutely, that does happen. You know, people are struggling in the communities and sometimes they can't always look after an animal as well.
Mm. Okay, if somebody wants to help out, particularly Mzananda Animal Clinic, how do we get hold of you then?
The best way is to pop us an email, which is info@Mzananda, and you spell that mzananda.co.za. Or people are welcome to give me a call or a WhatsApp, which is on 082-357-7613.
Say that again, 082-357?
7613.
7613, I'll give that all out again. All right, so, and obviously this is an ongoing shelter. You're there 7 days a week, I guess 24 hours a day if somebody needs you.
Yes, we're open 6 days a week, but obviously on the seventh day, we still have people there looking after the sick animals. And we've been in Khayelitsha for 27 years now.
Big storms, I'm sure. Are you going to make sure that things are more battered down next time? Because yeah, it's global warming is a thing. Things are just getting worse and worse.
No, you're absolutely right. We actually really want to look at building a proper wall or something that's much more stable than just a fencing system that can get damaged as we see now.
All right. Marcel Duplessis, thank you very much. Fundraising and Communications Executive at Nzananda Animal Clinic and Shelter. Those contact details again, info@nzananda.co.za. I'll spell that for you. info@mdzananda.co.za, Nzananda Animal Clinic. So info@nzananda.co.za, or you can text on 082-357-7613. I'll say it only once, 082-357-7613.